This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
All right, here we go. We are back here on Monday Night Talk. And again, we want to thank Paul Wahlberg. I want to kind of keep the focus on what he actually does. Paul also is, one of the stars on A&E's Wahlburgers that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
But, the focus, again, was on this fantastic event that's coming up this Thursday at Lombardo's. So we want to thank Paul Wahlberg for being a guest and at least admitting that he has a layup just as bad as mine. But joining us in studio is one gentleman who has been here before, Larry Curtis. And Larry is here to discuss with us about a group that is looking to do promotion about an event that's going to be taking place April 9th. I believe it's a public. Are we here to talk about a public? Are we talking about the vote? Or are we talking about the public
hearing? We can talk about all aspects of it. But if we're going to talk specifically on the casino and the proposal.
What are you hearing? What are you hearing out of the gate? I mean, from folks, what are the pros and the cons that you've been hearing in regards to a possible casino being at the Brockton Fairgrounds?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got to back up a little bit. And, I think the entire city was caught by surprise somewhat that, Mass Gaming and Entertainment, which is an entity that's being led by Neil Bloom and has been in existence for several years now since the Commonwealth of Massachusetts
Rush Street Gaming
decided to allow, casinos into the Commonwealth. So, again, as a resident of the city, I was equally as surprised as everybody when, Mass Gaming and Entertainment, led by Neil Bloom, in the city of Brockton, in conjunction with Mayor Carpenter, basically came together to put a host agreement together, along with Mr. Carney and the fairgrounds, to kind of bring this together. And it's basically a $650 million resort gaming location to be constructed on the fairgrounds. So I think we were all, as residents of the city, like, oh, wow. What does this mean?
Mm.
So from that perspective there, the pros and the cons, as you just basically alluded to, those are the questions that are now surfacing. And over the course of literally the last 3 weeks, we've seen, the proposal by Mass Gaming Entertainment to the Finance Committee with a unanimous approval to forward to the City Council. The following week, the City Council approved for the vote and the special election to be held on May 12th for the registered voters in the City of Brockton to determine whether or not they would be in support of a resort gaming location on the fairgrounds or not, or vote against.
Any surprise that the Massachusetts, the Gaming Commission, did a little bit of an extension to kind of keep New Bedford and Somerset? I know New Bedford, there was talk that late last week they were able to come up with a host agreement for set amount of monies, and now they're in. What's the thought?
Well, I mean, the Gaming Commission in its rules and responsibilities, I mean, it in some ways is probably some disappointment that they put out a request for proposal, they put certain timelines in place and requirements, and in the context of Mass Gaming and Entertainment, they met those requirements, and then after the expiration date had gone by, they hold a hearing and they allow an extension to be taken place. In all honesty, that has no bearing on what's taking place right now in the city of Brockton.
Right.
Because right now in the city of Brockton, the first and foremost thing to take place is to whether or not the residents who are registered voters will come out to the polls on May 12th and cast their vote in support of this casino referendum. If that vote goes forward, then certainly it's a positive step for the city of Brockton. If it unfortunately should not go forward, then it's a moot point what the Gaming Commission did. So let's not even talk about the Gaming Commission at this time. Because the real issue is, do the registered voters in the city of Brockton really want this to take place? And do they understand what the impact is the pros I would promote, you know, versus, and equally important, are the concerns that would be raised going to be addressed as we go through between now and May 12th?
I believe my co-host Bob Hayes has a question.
Well, Larry, I'm not on either side of this. I'm kind of a neutral type guy. But
are you a resident of Brockton?
No.
You don't have a voice.
He doesn't have a dog in the fight.
No.
Okay.
But looking over what's come up, has the city of Brockton held any type of meetings? Or I know there's been some people with genuine concerns that the high school is across the street, that the West School is right up the street.
Recovery High School.
Yeah. There's a Recovery High School. And I know these are all things that you can overcome. Have there been any meetings for the residents to discuss? Are there any meetings before the vote?
We are approximately about, I'm going to say, maybe 9 days, actually less than a week, actually, from the point that the city council approved for the ballot to go forward. Okay, so in the last, you know, literally 7 days, working with the city councilors who have the peripheral areas on the fairgrounds. That would be Ward 1, Tim Cruz, Ward 2, Tom Monahan, and Ward 3, Dennis Iannarri. Those three councilors have gotten together and have worked out a scheduled meeting to be held on April 9th at the West Junior High Middle School, you know, so that the community can come forward and, you know, not only receive additional information on the proposed, you know, resort casino going into the fairgrounds, but also get any questions asked going forward.
Mm. How about as far as, I guess,
In addition to that, it's not only the community, it's the business community as well.
Sure.
There are some scheduled meetings that are in place actually on April 8th, the day before the community meeting for the business associations, the downtown business associations, Campello and the Downtown Business Association, to come together and find out what the proposed resort destination casino will mean to their businesses going forward as well. So not only community, but also our business market.
No, I believe that Rush Street Gaming would also have to, they're as part of the host agreement, if there's going to be any kind of studies done, that they're going to finance this. They'll take a look at the traffic situation and what needs to be mitigated.
Any
right?
and all expenses associated with getting out this vote basically on May 12th to determine whether or not the city of Brockton will move forward on this will be incurred by the developers going forward. If you mentioned impact studies for traffic, the actual cost of the election, Director Commissioner McGarry estimates it could be $100,000 to just run a special election. That's going to be picked up by the developers of this program so that there's no cost to the residents of the city for this issue.
Go ahead.
Larry, I firmly, like I said, I don't have a dog in a fight, and I do believe that we need to generate revenues, whether it's the city of Brockton or the surrounding towns of Whitman and Hanson and Abington and Randolph and all the surrounding communities will be affected and impacted by this particular decision. So I'm a revenue-generating guy that comes from a school committee-type background of we need the money to continue on with the structure. So I'm not opposed to it, and I'm just being the devil's advocate,
please,
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
What types of questions do you think people are going to ask that are concerned that don't want the casino or that don't? They're looking for an answer. They don't not necessarily not want the casino, but they're looking to clear up some problems that they think could be involved with casino gambling and the elements.
I mean, I believe that, you know, we had already mentioned the impact of traffic, you know, coming in off of the highway, coming up Belmont Street to the fairgrounds, and obviously any and all traffic studies, and there have been probably several traffic studies done, mm-hmm. not only with the City of Boston, but the Old Colony Planning Council, that we already have information on, but any of the potential maybe infrastructure costs that would be required to make a smooth flow of that traffic during the course of a 24-hour day period certainly would be looked at and worked on, not only with the City of Boston, City of Brockton, but, you know, the Old Colony Council and the Commonwealth as well. I mean, 123 is a state road, if I recall correctly.
You're
coming,
right.
Coming into the city, so the state has to be part of that process. So any and all of those evaluations and ultimate recommendations and costing are going to be looked at very seriously. Let's not forget, nobody's going to drop $650 million on a resort destination and not be able to get traffic to and from the resort. Mm. I mean, let's be clear about that. That is not in the developers' or the investors' interest.
Again, yeah. We're speaking with Larry Curtis, who I believe he's with the group called Yes for Brockton.
Yes for Brockton is yes.
Yesforbrockton.com?
Yesforbrockton.com. You could go to the website, www.yesforbrockton.com, and, you know, sign up and show us your support. There's also our campaign headquarters, which is located actually right on the fairgrounds himself at 500 Belmont Street. Telephone number is 774-776-2400. If you have any questions, please give us a call there, and somebody will get back to you.
Bob's really getting all fired up with questions. I got to stop you just for a minute, because I got a question. I know Larry, I think, pretty well. Larry's while he admits that he's a Boston guy, he does live in Brockton.
In 18 years now. I've been a homeowner for the last 18 years.
18 years. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, you've seen what the city has gone through year in and year out when it comes to when the city council sitting down and then looking at the budget and like, oh, well, we're going to have layoffs. Are we going to have enough? Are we going to have to worry about cutting teachers, firefighters, police? When you look at a development like this coming into the city, what is the potential positive impact that the city can see as a residual from it if it is successful?
The message that we want to look at from a positive perspective is that you've got a $650 million investment by the developers to come in and build this resort destination. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, you're going to be looking immediately upon construction at about 1,400 union jobs that are also going to have preferential treatment to Brockton residents, assuming they have the skills that the union requires.
Right, right.
So that in itself is a huge economic impact, you know, to our labor force out there. That's going to be followed by the fact that this project will end up employing 1,500 full-time employees with, again, preferential hiring to the residents of the city of Brockton mm-hmm. that are going to pay on average of about $50,000 a year, including benefits. Mm. So that's salary and benefits equal to about $50,000 a year. And on top of that, the city of Brockton has been guaranteed as the host city in their agreement $10 million annually, or the greater of 2.25% of the revenues, you know, that are out there. So it's a minimum of 10 and a possible upswing. Oh. And let's not lose sight of the fact that this resort destination is going to have several restaurants. It's going to have an entertainment center that is going to allow the city to recoup hotel and meal taxes on top of all those other revenue opportunities that we're talking about.
What could the city conceivably do with $10 million additional revenue?
In my opinion right now,
As a city resident,
there are two things that I look at. I look at the city services that are basically to the bone marrow of the bone right now and have been for several years. And I look at the cuts in school programs. This past year, we saw over $6 million cut from the school budget because of state or federal grants that expired. And let's not forget, we're looking at $1.5 billion shortfall in the projected 2016 state budget. And that only is going to mean one thing, that local cities and towns are not going to get as big a piece of the pie as they possibly have been getting, you know, when it comes down to it. And again, this is another way for the state to look at recouping some revenue as well. You know, from the standpoint of when these resort destination casinos end up opening and start operating and generating the income that will come back to the Commonwealth as well.
So where would you like to see that money? Would you like to see that money go towards teachers? Do you see a police department that hires additional police officers? What do you say?
Kevin, you and I, like you've mentioned, you know each other well. Mm. We know that $10 million is not going to be specifically earmarked to a specific program.
Correct.
What we do know is that certain amounts will be allocated to the city. Certain amounts will be allocated into the school department budget. And then it's incumbent upon our elected officials, in the case of the city, the mayor prepares the budget, the city council approves that budget and hopes that the distribution goes towards public safety, you know, goes towards our infrastructure. You look at our roads, they're deplorable. Mm. We're no different than any other city and town out there today, you know. Mm. But I mean, really, when it comes down to it, it's up to our elected officials to make that determination. When you look at the school department, they're going to receive a certain allocation of those funds, and then it's up to the superintendent to, you know, develop her budget with her administrative leadership team and then let the school committee determine if that's the best fit. But what are we hearing out in the streets? We want middle school sports back. We're the city of champions. How can we promote the great sports programs of Brockton's history and not have middle school sports? I mean, that's the first thing I hear about the school.
People are upset about that.
They're really upset about that.
I believe Bob's a big proponent of middle school sports as well.
Oh, I most certainly am. It all holds educational value.
Well, I think aren't you a coach of a fifth grade, sixth grade basketball?
Seventh grade.
Okay.
What a lot of the residents, because I've kind of done some research on this, Larry, because I think it's a very interesting concept. And what a lot of the residents are concerned about, and you've hit a lot of it right on the head, there will be one-time costs, such as if you have to add infrastructure because the police department's going to swell, because it's going to need more police, you may have to build a bigger police station to house them. If the fire department is going to take on more services, you may need more services. But these are one-time costs that will come out of the $10 million per year, per se, as you move forward. And it will make a better Brockton moving forward. And a lot of the people are like, no, it's not going to pay. It won't do this. And I'm with you on the fact that as this moves forward and you get through all of these costs, and part of it will be schools, everybody will be putting the hand out, if people want taxes to remain in some sort of a value
in
that
check.
They can, in
yeah.
check,
yeah.
so to speak, they have to understand the revenue comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we didn't even touch on that so far as part of how that $10 million a year would help us to maintain or even possibly reduce the taxes. You know, I mean, Brockton's tax base is the highest tax base of anywhere in the South Shore. I know, I'm a homeowner. I pay for it, you know. And I mean, the value of my home in 2006, 2007 was very, very high, and I had a low tax rate on that. Today, my house is probably half of the value it was in 2007, but I'm paying twice as much on the tax rate. You know, so, you know, if you go back in the history of Brockton over the last probably 8 years, that Prop 2.5 was always enacted. They just slapped the taxes on, not only the homeowner, but the business community out there as well. And, you know, the thought process immediately for me as a resident is that hopefully this stops any further tax increases that we as homeowners or business owners have in the city of Brockton. And then if we can somehow work it in so that we can possibly reduce that tax burden on the homeowner and the taxpayer, then that's a terrific thing, you know, for all of us ultimately in the end.
It's
without
win-win.
That revenue, it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
And Prop 2.5 comes into play, and we're going to get it again.
Well, it's important that all of these factors are thought about, because you can't just build a $650 million resort and not think about all of this. And as you said, the developer's not coming in and investing $650 million on a whim. They're going to have some play in all of this, all of what's going on in the city of Brockton. They're probably going to come in with recommendations, because this isn't the first time that they've been involved, this rush with all kinds
Rush Street Gamer from Chicago.
Right. They've been involved before, so I'm sure that they have some sort of a plan and a way to show you how they're going to move forward with this.
And I think part of what has to be understood and part of what will come out at the community meeting on April 9th is that, you know, Neil Bloom, who is heading up this enterprise, is a well-known developer, not only, you know, locally here in the gaming industry, but, you know, internationally out there. I mean, people don't realize that, you know, he was involved in the development of Copley Place in Boston. He was also involved in the development of Faneuil Hall in Boston. You know, two stellar pieces of development here, right here in New England, right here in Massachusetts. I mean, he can go on to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Center in Chicago, Four Seasons in Philadelphia. MGM Tower in L.A. So this is not a fly-by-night proposal or an operation. This is a seasoned investor who sees an opportunity to not only come in and work with the city of Brockton, bring a positive impact to the city of Brockton, but also help himself along the way. Let's not face it, they're not going to invest that kind of money without some type of return.
We look at the fairgrounds, and there's a lot of folks who are, what's the word I'm looking for? There's something there and it's been there forever, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, they want to keep it, the historical value of the fairgrounds intact. I mean, I've heard some of those questions on social media of what are we doing taking this piece of property? It's an agricultural piece of property.
Sentimental is the word that I'm looking for. How do you talk to the resident? What's the plan as far as talking to residents during the public forum and moving forward until the May 12th vote to say, look, we understand that you are sentimental about what the fairgrounds has meant for a number of years. But you know what? In order for the city to move forward, like look at the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown area, it's not the same. It's being rebuilt.
Well, we're beginning to revitalize our downtown area. You know, there have been a number of projects that have been in the works. We have a number of projects that we are seeing that are beginning to bear fruit. Trinity, place down there at the old Enterprise building. You know, we see the Vicente Market going on in the building that was vacant for 20 years. The old Star Market. Yep. You know, we look at, what's happening with some of the old warehouses that have been converted into the new apartments that are down there. We've got 3 commuter rail stations in our city. People don't understand how positive that is for people, for access to get into downtown Boston and so forth. So, we've got a lot of good things. We've got the recent agreement between the 3 educational institutions, Massasoit, Bridgewater State, and UMass to bring in a combined college campus to Main Street. There is a tremendous amount of economic development that is beginning to sprout now. It's not talk any longer. It's reality, and yes, a lot of attaboys can go to Mayor Carpenter and his administration, but a lot of those seeds may have been planted in the past with other administrations via going way back to Mayor Units, Mayor Harrington, Mayor Belzotti, but we're beginning to see the fruits. We're ready to explode as an economic center here in the South Shore. Don't forget, we're the 6th largest city in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We have 100,000 people. With that comes some of the concerns of public safety, but we're fighting those fights and we're winning them.
Did you have another question?
Concerns about surrounding towns and infrastructure with surrounding towns considered?
As part of the mass gaming requirements, each of the casinos that are up and proposed and it will be up and running, they have to make a contribution into a fund that they are allowed to then petition to the Commonwealth for a reimbursement of documented impact issues that might have affected their town as a result of a resort casino coming within that geographic area. So not only will the city of Brockton be able to go back and say, hey, above and beyond everything that has taken place, here's what's also impacting us. But if it impacts issues in the surrounding cities and towns of Avon, we can look at Abington, the Bridgewaters, and so forth. That's available through the fund that is set up by the Commonwealth Gaming Commission that all casinos have to pay into each year.
In part of the plan, where does the stadium and the conference center play? Does that somehow play into the new development?
The conference center and the stadium, from my perspective, obviously the stadium is there, and maybe with a resort destination casino like we have proposed, that will help us draw in maybe a higher farm team from maybe one of the other sporting teams out there. Absolutely. We've got a beautiful stadium that sits there, and it's really underutilized when you really look at it from a residence perspective. The conference center, obviously, there is within the host agreement that there will be a study in relationship to, as the resort builds its own entertainment center,
sure.
What would be the impact on the conference center, and how will that be mitigated going forward? So there has been language identified to look at that, because obviously we don't want a location like the Shaw Center to just disappear and not be able to support itself.
Well, and that's why the reason why I mentioned the Shaw Center and Rock Stadium. I didn't know if they were one in the same. But I know that when the mayor was talking about it, I had conversations with him. We did the story on this whole thing. He did somehow mention, the conference center somehow possibly being tied into this whole thing somewhere down the line. Don't know how, that's why, right. I thought I would ask.
And it might be too early to ask that question, because I think, again, going back to what is the plan here, well, we've got 51 days from today to present to the voters of the city of Brockton the positive impact that this resort will bring to the city of Brockton. And that is the only thing in front of us. It doesn't matter what the Gaming Commission did or is going to do down the line. If the city of Brockton wants this to happen, they're going to vote yes. And that's what we're here for, is to make that happen and to show them the positive impacts that this will have.
How challenging is it for you? Well, you're talking about a multicultural center that Brockton is. It isn't just English, but you have a number of languages to kind of get this message out to, that this is developed, that they need to come and decide that they want this to be in their community.
It is a big challenge, you know, but those of us that have lived in this city, as I have for the last 18 years, or more importantly, those that call themselves, you know, Brocktonians for life,
yes.
we know that this city's cultural diversity has grown, and that we have a large portion of Haitian, we have a large portion of Cape Verdean, and let's not forget our Greek heritage, let's not forget our Italian, Lithuanian heritage. All of those ethnic backgrounds are out there, and the beauty of a program like this is that we're going to be able, as we already have done, marshal representatives from each of those different communities to come in and work with us. If you look at what's happening out there, we'll be rolling out who our primary spokespersons will be shortly, within the end of the week, and that will become very evident that this is a multicultural effort on the part of the entire city of Brockton.
Anything that I haven't asked you during the segment, or Bob hasn't asked you during the segment, but you feel is something that we shouldn't overlook during the conversation in regards to the upcoming vote and the public hearings that are going to be held in the city?
Well, I think, as a resident, the most important thing for me is that if you're going to have economic development within your community, that is only going to be stimulated by jobs. Mm. This is an opportunity to bring 1,500 permanent jobs into the city of Brockton that are going to be good-paying jobs, for the residents, with preference to our residents in the city of Brockton. I think that's the most important thing to look at. Certainly the additional revenues to help offset operating expenses of the city budgets and restore services that we've seen cut over the last probably 8 years. When we hit the economic, downturn in 2008, all we keep seeing is cuts in services.
That's right.
Reductions in our public safety, fire and police, even our schools, services have been cut there so much. And let's not forget, our school system continues to increase each year as that immigrant population continues to move into the city of Brockton.
Yeah, almost like size of a school every other year,
It seems to be that way, and Superintendent, Smith has done a tremendous job with her administrative staff in controlling costs. But as we saw on the city council meeting last week, she made it pretty clear, if we're trying to maintain these services, we need to find some additional revenue to keep them in place.
Folks want to find out more information about this project, and also a reminder, when is that public meeting if they want to ask questions?
The public meeting will be held at West Junior High on April 9th. And basically, if you want to learn more, we have a phone number, which is 774-2400. And you could also look up on the website at www.yesforbrockton.com.
Larry, I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening and in informing us. And I want to take a moment just to do a couple of quick things. Those tickets that we gave away, courtesy of the Taste of the South Shore, Russell from Plymouth. Congratulations. Also, don't forget the opioid working group, the addiction working group. That's going to be this Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Memorial Hall, the Plymouth Public Listening Tour, 83 Court Street. And don't forget to get out to the Taste of the South Shore, 5 to 10 p.m. at Lombardo's. Hey, until next week at 6:15, have a great evening.